SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Do you have a neglected musical instrument sitting at home? Perhaps you want your child to experience the countless benefits of music lessons. Or maybe you've always longed to play in a group. Whatever the reason may be, learning to play an instrument is not only enjoyable, but also a social experience with opportunities all around you.
Learning as an adult is absolutely wonderful. Group lessons as well as one-on-one lessons are very much available in most places in Australia.
This is Rosa Germian, the editor of Australia Explained, filling in for Maram Ismail today. And in this episode, we'll explore the different options available for learning a musical instrument in Australia.
If you're looking for an instrument, there are many good music stores out there that offer introductory packages.
The benefits of learning an instrument as a child or an adult are endless. Howard Chaston is a school music coordinator. He explains that playing an instrument fully engages your senses.
And then, of course, it's the amazing amount of computational skill and translation skill and communication skill that is happening all at the same time. So as a total activity, obviously the benefits are massive. Very few subjects that you learn at school or in life actually bring it all together in one package. Think about numeracy and literacy. Music has all of that embedded in it and more. It's sort of a cross between numeracy, literacy and PE.
Now, with so many free lessons available online, you can get started straight away with some guided tutorials that cater for all abilities. But perhaps you want to develop excellent technique and to get the most out of your instrument. Iska Simpson is a musician and string teacher. She says engaging an instrument teacher can be extremely rewarding.
The great thing about having a teacher is that you're right there with them. They can see and hear how you're playing and then give you tips that are specific to that instrument. They also demonstrate and you can see and hear how they're doing it. The other great thing about lessons is that you get to play with other people, whether it's just you and your teacher playing a duet, when you're learning how to play in tune together and in time together. You pick up so many skills that way.
When searching for lessons for a child, school music programs can be a viable option. However, the quality of music education accessible to your child can vary significantly depending on the state in which you reside. The offerings may also differ between schools based on their funding and educational priorities. For instance, a government primary school may only provide recorder lessons in grade 3. However, there are music specialist schools and a range of options in between, as Howard Chaston explains.
Obviously, with the Australian curriculum and also independent schools have their own curriculums, they have requirements for music. So your average state high school will have a music class, but often in schools, they also run individual lessons. So a child can choose to do that, usually costs a little bit extra. And tutors come from the professional ranks. So the musicians come and teach in those schools one-on-one and sometimes in small groups.
Some schools even have a large staff of professional musicians that only teach music. No matter the size, school music programs are a great way for families to engage with the school community. Even outside of school music education, you can find a music teacher to suit you. Howard Chaston again.
One good place is to go to your local music store because they'll have people there who are music tutors. You can also contact people at schools. If you contact a music coordinator at school, they'll have a lot of people. But you can also look people up online as well. There's also a register in Australia for a music teacher. So there's a register in Melbourne for individual music teachers, and each state will have an equivalent list.
The Music Teachers Association in your state or territory lists teachers by instrument and location. Just search online for music lessons, instruments, or community music groups, Ms. Sampson suggests.
Even using a Maps app and putting in music lessons or folk music or jazz or rock, they do come up on those apps, and the internet is a great source for those sorts of little community associations where anyone of any age and playing ability is invited to come. For example, in Canberra, there is a school of rock that's just a community association. Sometimes the kids learn as well as the parents.
Learning to play an instrument as an adult can indeed feel intimidating, but it's important to remember that it's never too late to embark on this musical journey. Beyond the personal growth and enjoyment, learning an instrument can be a fantastic social activity. In fact, many adults begin playing with the aspiration of eventually joining a group, making it a fulfilling and rewarding pursuit.
Learning as an adult is absolutely wonderful. Group lessons as well as one-on-one lessons are very much available in most places in Australia, and they're of all levels. There's beginners as well as people who played a little when they were children and they want to learn again as an adult.
However, you shouldn't be discouraged if you find your teacher's style different from your learning style. It doesn't mean you should give up learning an instrument. Miss Sampson again.
Feeling frustration or anxiety or being upset or crying in the lesson, that's something that can happen to people. Teachers are perceptive, but they might not know how they can change their teaching style to help you find the way to learn. So although it's difficult, telling your teacher what you're feeling can be so useful, because the teacher then says, okay, so how about if we try something different?
Sometimes finding another teacher or even a new instrument might also be the answer. When it comes to finding an instrument, there are countless options, and you don't always have to buy an expensive instrument to begin with. For example, your school music department may be able to provide a musical instrument. Howard Justin explains.
Sometimes a school will invest in buying instruments and they will loan those instruments out to the children at a fee. But otherwise, other schools put it on the students and the parents. If they want to learn an instrument, then they have to provide the instrument. And at some schools, it's kind of both.
Second-hand music stores and instrument repairers are a great place to look when seeking affordable instruments. Alternatively, you may stumble upon not-for-profit organizations like Guitars Gathering Dust, dedicated to finding caring homes for neglected instruments. This Melbourne-based charity specializes in collecting and restoring unwanted guitars, which are then donated to music education programs. Founder Craig Watt offers valuable, cost-effective advice on acquiring a guitar, one of the most popular instruments for beginners.
If you're looking for an instrument, there are many good music stores out there that offer introductory packages, which may include a basic guitar, a case, usually even some means to access an online tutorial program. And obviously, people can contact Guitars Gathering Dust directly, and sometimes we can source an appropriate guitar for a beginner through our own stocks of donated guitars.
The program also donates guitars to Hobsons Bay Council Libraries in Melbourne. Mr. Watt hopes to expand Australia-wide to increase access to free instruments.
If you're lucky enough, perhaps your local library may run a program like Hobson's Bay where you can check a guitar out as you do a book for 3 months, and that gives a person an opportunity to see if the instrument's for them. And sometimes they might just feel as though the guitar is not the right instrument. It might be piano or saxophone or some other instrument.
Once you're playing and are keen to join a group, look for small community associations, folk groups, and music festivals in your area. These vibrant communities persist because of people's shared love for making music together, and they provide excellent opportunities for musical collaboration and growth. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni. And I am Rosa Germia, the editor of Australia Explained. Until next time.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.